Appendix A. Unauthenticated visions attributed to Ellen G. White. The Ellen G. White estate has identified 5 documents of uncertain origin, purporting to be accounts of visions Ellen White received between the dates of March 1850 and March 1852. The term apocryphal has sometimes been applied to these unauthenticated documents. Even in her own day, Ellen White met unfounded reports, garbled testimonies, and misstatements regarding what she had actually said or written, as evidenced by her comments published in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, pages 692 to 696, and Testimonies to Ministers, page 57. In 1931, these and other unauthenticated documents were transferred to the Ellen G. White Estate Document File, number 103, to distinguish them from the regular manuscript file for one or more of the following reasons. 1. They were of uncertain origin, meaning that no Ellen White handwritten original was known to exist. The copies were derived from second-hand or third-hand sources, and/or supportive records were lacking. 2. Their dating conflicted with known itineraries or was otherwise unverifiable. 3. They contained unusual or questionable content when compared with authenticated documents. In 1956, when asked about the authenticity of one of these accounts, Arthur L. White, then secretary of the Ellen G. White estate, replied, "We can neither attest to its accuracy, nor can we say positively that certain elements were not based on something Ellen White wrote." A. L. White to Lewis, October 23, 1956. This more or less described the official status of these documents until 1987, when the White estate staff re-studied the collection, evaluated the evidence for and against each record, and compared the content and language of the disputed visions with a computer database of Ellen White's authentic writings. The White estate recognized that the mere absence of an Ellen White original does not necessarily discredit the authenticity of a vision. Yet it was decided that if there was reliable evidence to accept the essential content of any of these visions, a disclaimer relating to the accuracy of expression or wording should accompany the account, since only copies exist, and often with numerous variants. The 5 remaining unauthenticated visions are listed below, with brief summaries of their content and current White estate evaluations. Ms. 1, 1850, April 15th, no year given, circa 1849 to 1851. Dartmouth, Massachusetts, at the home of Richard Ashley. A description of the state of the churches and a call to come out of her, my people. Evaluation. No Ellen White original exists, and no supporting evidence has been found. The account remains unauthenticated. MS 8, 1850, August 24, 1850. No place given. Concerns the need for re-baptism of believers since 1844. Evaluation. No Ellen White original exists, and 10 variants are known. All but half a sentence of the text is found in other authenticated Ellen White writings under dates of July 29th, MS 5, 1850, and August 4th, or 24, 1850, MS 7, 7A, 1850, and early writings, pages 59, 60, Christian Experience and Views, pages 47, 48, to which the reader is referred. Manuscript 9, 1850, October 23, 1850, Dorchester, Massachusetts, describes the gathering time, the 1843 chart, and the future Sabbath conflict. Evaluation. No Ellen White original exists. 15 variants are known. Ellen White was in Dorchester on this date. Almost the entire first paragraph appears in Present Truth, November 1850, under the date of September 23, 1850, and all but three sentences are found in Ms. 15, 1850, to which the reader is referred as a more reliable account of the vision. Ms. 3, 1851, April 27, 1851, Paris, Maine. A series of phrases apparently spoken in vision, as reported by an unidentified observer. Evaluation. There is no supporting evidence for a vision on this date. It is probable, however, that the account represents notes taken by one who witnessed the vision. The account remains unauthenticated.
Ms. 1A, 1851, June 29, 1851, Camden, New York. Concerns the relationship between God's people and the ungodly. Evaluation. No Ellen White original exists. The vision has long been disputed because of its strong shut-door sentiments. See entry Camden Vision in the Ellen G. White Encyclopedia. Two variants are known. The date conflicts with Ellen White's itinerary, as records indicate that the Whites were in Camden only from June 18th to June 23rd. See itinerary published in Review and Herald, June 9, 1851. The only source for the vision is a copy provided by Chapin, one of Ellen White's opposers. Uriah Smith responded to controversial phrases cited from the Camden vision in The Visions, Objections Answered, 1868, suggesting that he might have accepted the authenticity of the vision, but that suggestion is tempered by his comment that he has referenced all shut-door expressions that are claimed to have been given through any vision, either published or unpublished. Page 28, italics supplied. Additionally, by this time, June 1851, Ellen White had abandoned the view that probation had closed for all non-Millerites. The shut door was understood to apply only to those who had willfully rejected the Second Advent message. The White estate views the evidence currently available as insufficient to establish that the report of the purported vision is genuine.